Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Welcome in to the Monday, July 23rd Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Boise State sixth-year senior DJ Harper was named one of 52 preseason candidates for the Doak Walker Award, an award given annually to the nation's top collegiate running back. You know, I've always wondered how good this guy could have been if he wasn't hurt all the time for Boise State. He is a sixth-year senior. This from the Magic Valley Times News. Jackson Coons gave an oral commitment to Utah Valley University after making an unofficial visit. Coons was first team all Great Basin Conference selection as a shortstop as a junior for Burley High School. From the Idaho Statesman, Tracy Harris will take over as Mountain View's head track and field coach beginning this fall. Harris has been the head cross country coach and the track distance coach since the school opened in 2003. From the Mountain Home News, Stephen James, a junior at Mountain Home High School, earned a junior state title at the Amateur Trap Shooting Association Championship held at Boise Gun Club. James took aim at 100 targets, hitting 89. James smashed a score set by another competitor in his division, prompting a final shoot-off. His flawless effort to hit all 25 targets gave him the three-point advantage he needed to earn the state title. It was only the second time James had ever achieved a 100% accuracy rate. From the Post-Register, Madison High School senior Garrett Smith is now a two-time all-around National High School Rodeo Champion. Smith defended his 2011 title Saturday night, becoming just the second Cowboy to win back-to-back all-around titles at the National High School Finals Rodeo. He'll have a chance to compete for a three-peat next summer. The Idaho Fish and Game Commission approved the limited use of legally salvaged wildlife as bait for trapping wolves in Panhandle Wolf Management Zone. The rule will apply only to units 1, 4, 4A, 5, 6, 7, and 9 in the Panhandle Wolf Management Zone, which are open to trapping during the 2012-2013 wolf trapping season. Don't forget to go to idahosports.com. We have the football schedule up there. We have six games ready for the kickoff weekend of August 24th. It's going to be a great football season. And we actually have over right around 70 games that we're going to be broadcasting at idahosports.com. 70 regular season games. That's not counting playoffs. So we are all over the football action, all over the state of Idaho. Tomorrow I'll be speaking with Ryan Collinwood, the purveyor of VarsityCDA.com. He covers football and basketball up north. I'll be talking with Ryan about the upcoming football season, so stay tuned for that podcast. That'll be posted tomorrow morning by 11 a.m. Have a great Monday. We'll talk with you Tuesday.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on idahosports.com.